Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Rees, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Kate Gutman. How are you, Kate?
Great, Robert. Thanks for having me.
And Kate is the head of UPS Global Healthcare. So let's first start talking about UPS. It's about an $84 billion organization, over 500,000 employees. I personally use it almost exclusively. Talk about what the UPS organization is and also the concept of supply chain logistics, because I know that that is a core fundamental of yours.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll start with the one that's most personal to each of us, and that's the driver in your neighborhood, the one that feels like family to you and knows your dog and knows where you want your packages left. You know, that's the part of UPS I think that everybody is well aware of, and our drivers are one of the most appreciated in the communities. But I will also say that if you look around, UPS had a hand in moving just about everything that you see, and that's the supply chain part. Any mode of transportation around the world, 220 countries and territories worldwide, all powered by our global smart logistics network. So we're here to help companies to thrive and to move their product, get it to where it needs to be, and, of course, on time, as always.
And what is the key with logistics? So many CEOs are told, well, there's strategy, but if you can't execute, the strategy is not worth that much. So what advice could you give to CEOs about execution and logistics?
Well, when you are sourcing from many different companies and countries, globally, you basically need to understand how you can turn your supply chain into a competitive advantage. And it's hard to do. So we actually have a team of engineers that don't work on the UPS supply chain. We actually work on all of our customers' supply chains, and we connect with those supplier companies that they use and then help them to move on different modes of transportation, be in the right market. So if they have to open up a location, say, in a growing market, we help them to analyze that and see how their supply chain can really help them to be more competitive.
That's really interesting to take it. You always say, know your customer's customer. What's an example of a company you were working with where you were able to help their supply chain?
Absolutely. So one large retailer, for instance, we are actually now talking to all of their suppliers in China, India, and Vietnam. And we will be overseeing all of their raw materials going into their distribution centers, then getting onto the ocean, into the U.S. ports, and then their warehouses, and out to the consumer. So full end-to-end logistics. And it's not just about the products. We're actually also overseeing the information, because understanding where that valuable inventory is and ensuring it travels on time is that critical component and secret sauce that UPS brings to the equation.
And what's the key with technology when you're talking about the data? Anything CEOs should understand about the technology they're using and their data?
Well, when I talk to other CEOs, they really want end-to-end visibility. So not just for the benefit of their consumers, but also for the control of their inventory. The inventory line is usually the first or second largest on their balance sheet. And so we actually will help them do end-to-end. And so I would tell them it's possible. We've invested in technology so that they can truly see from where they're sourcing into their warehouses and then all the way through to the consumer.
Do you have any stories about a disaster that you once heard about supply chain logistics and something that happened that CEOs might be able to learn a lesson from?
Well, you know, Robert, when you handle millions of customer supply chains like we do at UPS, you hear about some emergencies just about every week or so. So I'll take you back to one that occurred about a month ago. It's an industrial production company, one of the largest in the world, and they reached out to us and said a couple of their manufacturing sites were shutting down because the parts were hung up with another carrier's airplanes trying to enter the country, and was there anything we could do about it? So this was a forwarding move. They use us almost exclusively, but this was a shipment their supplier had utilized. So we actually sent a team of engineers and operators over. We recovered the packages from the other airline, brought them into the UPS airline, and were able to get them to their production site so that they could keep their lines running. And this was all the way their CEO reached out, was very appreciative, quantified what it would have meant had their lines gone down, not only on their bottom line, but the impact to their customers as well. So things like that happen. So the message would be, you know, you're going to have issues in the supply chain. Have a partner that can help you through it.
This is Robert Griso on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Kate Gutman of UPS. So as we're talking about supply chain, it came front and center in the world in the pandemic. And you happen to be the head of UPS Global Healthcare. And as a matter of fact, in full disclosure, one of the top 10 CEOs in transforming healthcare in America in 2021. So talk about the role and what you learned about supply chains when the pandemic hit. That's sort of part of real history. People may remember these stories 50 years from now.
That's right. So I will tell you what a life-changing experience it has been, and I'm so proud of the UPS heroes for making it happen. But I'll start with the clinical trials. We actually were involved in the majority of the clinical trials to develop the vaccine, and that's because of our 20 years of healthcare expertise and all of the investment that we've made over the years. So we actually helped with the testing and then the production. We helped distribute that from Pfizer, Moderna, and the like. So we were very proud to be on the front lines of the first delivery of the vaccine. And then we're now nearing 400 million mid-year, so much further to go. We are in 90 countries now as well. So as you know, this is a global pandemic, and the world needs relief, and UPS is helping all to get on the path of recovery.
Let's talk about UPS Global Healthcare. When did UPS enter the business, and what is it you're proudest of in running that business? And I believe it's about an $8 billion business, so in your own right, you would be a Fortune 500 CEO.
So we are proud of the 20 years of experience that we have in healthcare. But I will tell you, we increased investment in 2019, not knowing there was a pandemic around the corner. But boy, it really came together, and that preparation matching with that need helped us to do what we did. We were able to build out a cold chain end-to-end logistics network, which, as you know, some of the vaccines were sub 70 degrees Celsius. So that's quite cold. So we have freezer farms. We have packaging that actually monitors and keeps the temperature secure. All of that investment helped us with each phase of vaccine development, then production, as well as end-to-end delivery. So we did all of that, by the way, the delivery at 99.9% on-time effectiveness in over 50 countries throughout the world. We're now up to 90 countries as of last week, and delivering that same level of performance.
Congratulations on that. What is really the UPS and UPS Healthcare secret sauce?
So I think it ties directly with our global smart logistics network and all of our people that are just focused on precision in everything that they do every day. And then you take healthcare and add that to it. Healthcare is that especially sensitive side and specialized side of the world that has to go well and with the top level of quality. So it's that, you know, over 114 years of service experience and expertise of UPS, and then leaning into that extremely specialty side of healthcare. End-to-end, and again, globally. People need the global relief, not just U.S. orientation, but every country, whether it's developed or developing, and we're there to assist.
This is Robert Griso on the CEO Show. We're speaking with Kate Gutman from UPS. And one message for all of you before you go for the commercial break is remember precision. And if you want to do something right, understand not just your logistics, but the logistics of your customers. Understand your customer's customer. When we come back, we're going to talk with Kate about leadership, work-life balance, DEI. Back in a few.
Hi, I'm Robert Reese, and I want to personally thank you for listening to CEO Show. In 2007, I had a vision, and I started interviewing CEOs because I believe CEOs had the answers that could help all of us to both building businesses and to personal success. But there was really nowhere to hear their unfiltered secrets. So anytime you want to listen commercial-free to CEOs from the founder of the Home Depot, of JetBlue, Build-A-Bear, Chobani, and hundreds more, just go to CEOshow.com and you can listen commercial-free. I'd love to hear your personal feedback also. So if you have any recommendations of CEO guests you'd like to hear, you want to receive our free weekly newsletter, or you have any recommendations on how we could best serve you, our listener, just email john@theceoforumgroup.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Robert Risa on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Kate Gutman, who is the head of UPS Global Healthcare. So you joined UPS in 1989, and now you have a dual hat of head of UPS Global Healthcare. You also are the chief sales and solution officer for $84 billion. So how do you, before we talk leadership, how do you balance that?
You know, it's funny. I think there is no balance, right? But you try as hard as you can every day. I've always said I can't just tell my kids what my priorities are. They have to see it through my actions. And so know your priorities and then live to them every day. When you're at work, be in the moment and get as much done as you can. When you're with your family, it's about quality of time, not quantity of time, and make it count.
Any story you could share about how you manage this whole work-life balance?
I think the biggest one, my husband for 17 of those years was also in a Fortune 50 company. And so balancing two careers while having children and moving seven times with UPS, when we moved to Europe, it was complex. I was the mom. I was the reason we moved to Europe. So I needed to figure out the new doctors, the new schooling, and the likes, all of those logistics. So thankfully, I'm in the logistics business. But we got it down. It worked out great. Our kids got so much out of that experience. We were there for about 3 years, and it really just opened up their eyes and understanding of the globe.
And let's talk about now women in leadership, which, as you and I have known each other for years, and you know this is one of the most important issues to me. You have an amazing new global CEO, and just talk about your thoughts on your career on UPS, on women in leadership.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think I'll zoom in on something I've learned over the years, and that is, you know, you've heard this statement, get a seat at the table. Well, I add on, don't just have a seat at the table. You need to use your voice at the table. And that means you have to lean in even when there's very direct conversations that may not be used to having a female voice in the mix from go. And so what I would tell you is you're not going to get an invitation to speak, but make sure you don't accept any resistance. So lean in, use your voice, be heard, and it's so important that women do that in the moment. But that was one learning that I have, and I still see it today. Sometimes, you know, it's just all of us have some degree of unconscious bias, and some folks you'll run into aren't used to having females weigh in on business matter in their lives, and that's the reality of the global marketplace, so they have to adapt, certainly by all of us using our voices and helping each other. So, Robert, everything that you do with helping women CEOs and getting the voices out there, that's an example of how everyone can help with the diversity. What you're doing with your daughter, I love that. More and more are getting exposures and experiences so that the young ladies of the world know that it's possible and they can sit at these big tables.
Oh, thank you. And that's right. You met my daughter Molly when we did the women's leadership thing, gosh, years ago. So what would you say the mandate for on DEI is for today's and tomorrow's leaders?
Today in the future, it has to be about action. Absolutely, there is more that comes out of diverse perspective. And with diverse perspective, you need experience. You need, you know, diversity of all origins. And so it really is something that you can't keep making exceptions. Well, okay, the next promotion will be a woman. You have to push yourself to say, bring me a diverse slate. And that's something that I do. When someone will come to me with maybe just two folks, typically They look like whoever's bringing me the list. I say, you can do better than that. Go bring me a diverse slate and a wide one so that we can really look at the long-term benefits of contribution.
That's great. So a key for everyone is get your diverse slate.
And it helps. And that does mean sometimes the folks that you're talking to won't know the high potentials that are out there. And so we also push to make sure that, you know, people get to know the talent that we have in the supervisor or manager rank so that we can leapfrog people. And that's how you're going to have to do things to truly impact diversity in companies. So that's no longer waiting in line. And then somebody that's diverse, it takes 20 years for them to get into the position. That's why I call it leapfrog. They've got to jump ahead of some of the folks that might have been very well qualified as well, but you need also diversity.
Kate, if you could think of one challenge you had in life and what you really learned from that, either by overcoming it or by not overcoming it.
You know, I often look back on all of the experience I had, and I go back to just a couple of years out of college. I was an upstate New York small town girl, and UPS gave me the opportunity to go and sell in Japan. And back then, young females from the U.S. didn't sell to decision makers in Japan, but I handled one of the world's largest high-tech companies, and they were very modern in their thinking, so he was very open to it. But I had always sold in the U.S., so I knew everything from UPS or U.S. rather as the key area of origin, but instead I needed to flip it and think about the globe in Japan to rest of world, and then throw on top of that the cultural differences. So I prepared. I read 3 books on culture. I put together a great operating plan, flew over there, had to talk UPS into allowing me to go because it was so atypical back then, and put all this work into it, and the call was over in 15 minutes. It did not go well. It was quite startling. I had brought in a vendor with me for the solution, and they unknowingly disrespected the decision maker with the business card handling. And so I got on that airplane, and I could have given up. There was plenty of excuses I could have used. Instead, I rebuilt a strategy, came back, talked UPS into letting me go back, and we ended up getting the deal done. But that I still look back on. What if I had given up? What if I had just conceded and said, okay, I really can't do this? It would have shut down my world. And so I still look back on that. And I tell people, push yourselves out of your comfort zone. You're going to fail. You'll get up again. Try again because you will succeed. And I'm proud of that young lady that I was back then. So I'm glad she didn't give up.
Okay, final question, Kate. There's large companies and there's small companies. Now, at UPS, you obviously have significant experience with large companies. You also used to run the UPS stores where you have significant experience with small companies. What are the commonalities of profitability, and what are the differences of profitability for large and small enterprises?
Well, the small and medium-sized businesses are really the fuel of the economy. It is the entrepreneurs that want to grow but don't know how to grow. They are investing from their life savings. They're also the most profitable part of the market because as customers grow with scale, they, of course, can lean in more and more with purchasing power, so it's diminished returns. So I would tell you the small and medium-sized businesses, we're the market leader globally with small and medium-sized businesses, and the pandemic has actually really accelerated the growth in this space. I'm so proud of small and medium-sized business entrepreneurs who took their product from Main Street to the global marketplace, and UPS has helped them hand in hand to figure that out, to get online, to get a website up and running, to hook into marketplaces, and then delivering their product end-to-end for them.
And on that inspirational note, everyone notice, you got to keep going. Kate, it's a pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Thank you, Robert. I really appreciate it.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this. To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Oh.
America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Bob Fish. How are you, Bob?
Oh, super fine. Thank you, Robert.
And Bob is the co-founder and co-CEO, which we'll hear more about the co-CEO title, of Big B Coffee, which is one of the fastest growing coffee outlets in all of America, 255 locations in 10 states. But when I said hi, I really am saying hi because Bob and I, in full disclosure, knew each other 40 years ago. We were both at Pi Kappa Phi at Michigan State University, and he hasn't lost any of his hair.
Go green.
Go green. There you go. So let's start off. You know, it's the Ides of March, March 15th, 1995. You graduated, you know, about 20 years ago or something, and all of a sudden you have this idea with your co-founder that you're going to start this coffee shop in East Lansing, Michigan.
That's right.
Talk about your vision and talk about the challenges that you had to face and overcome.
Yeah, you know, I had been in the restaurant business. So, you know, I was a hospitality business graduate at Michigan State University, worked my way through school, took me forever to get there. You know, it actually took me 8 years to get my four-year degree. But then, you know, I left school, and I owned a family restaurant, a pancake house. And it was a really commoditized business, you know, breakfast special for $1.99 kind of thing. But then right in and around 1993, I walked downtown East Lansing, and there was a coffee shop. And, you know, I was a kid that had actually prior to college, growing up in Europe, and I'd been exposed to really good coffee most of my growing up years. And then, you know, I came to the States and we were drinking Maxwell House and Folgers. But anyway, I was really inspired by the fact that there was this specialty coffee shop. And I remember going home that night and thinking, you know, I think specialty coffee is ready right now. You know, in the mid-90s, people began to travel more and have more discretionary income. And their taste and flavor profiles began to change. And I came home and said, you know what, I'm going to sell this restaurant. I'm going to get into the coffee shop business. And that's exactly what happened. Now, I had a few pathways along the way. I went out to Seattle, Washington, and I spent about 4 months hanging around with folks that would be considered sort of gurus in this industry. Came back, wrote a business plan, shopped it around, got nine no's. The 10th bank said yes, and away I went.
And so what happened from there?
Well, from there, I opened with a resounding thud. And, you know, I'd really been fortunate in business up to that point in time. I'm still sort of a young guy at that moment. And, you know, everything was always, for me, an upward trajectory, but I had sort of made a miscalculation in opening that business, and it has to do with working capital. You know, I thought I had the Midas touch, but I just didn't have enough working capital to build a new name, to build a new industry, to find new customers and that kind of thing. So, you know, I ran out of cash, right? I mean, I depleted my checking account, my savings account. I had to sell my cars. I had to borrow a car just to get to work. But somehow, magically, within a 12-month period, I managed to turn all that around.
How?
Well, first of all, with just a lot of focus, right, leaning in on the customer, going out to the world and literally recruiting customers. I attended every function that I could, you know, Kiwanis, merchant meetings, art fairs, whatever I could do. And I would pass out my business card, and on the back, I always stamped one free beverage, right? And so I would pass out hundreds and hundreds of these. I mean, it was sort of really guerrilla marketing at its best. But, you know, I had many tricks like that I did because I had no cash. You know, I used to close up the shop, and I would grab 50 logo cups, and I would run around to various competitors and other coffee shops and put my trash on the top of their trash so that their customers would think that they also went to Big B Coffee at that moment in time, right? So I just did anything that I could to bring customers in. Now I was real confident that, you know, what we were doing and how we were doing it was all right. I just needed to get people in there.
So let's take from there. You overcame that hump. What was it that escalated it to grow? Now it's at 255, and I think you have 138 in development. You're in 10 states. What was the real critical life moment where you said, wow, this is what it takes to expand dramatically?
Right. Well, you know, my business partner, Mike McFall, and I started the cafe with a different partner who retired later, but Mike was a barista. And I was thinking about opening a second location. My then partner, Mary, said, you should interview this guy, Mike. Right. And so we worked opposite shifts. So I came in to interview him and we sat down at a table for about 5 seconds because both of us are a little bit itchy. We don't sit at tables too long. But we ended up going for a 4-hour walk through the streets of East Lansing on the campus of Michigan State University. And by the time we came back, we shook hands and decided that this was a concept that we wanted to grow. So I went to hire him to be a manager of a new location. And while we were walking, we understood that our core values were about the same. Our ambitions were about the same and that we could hook up and make this thing happen. But the real catalyst to growth was deciding that we wanted to franchise, right? And, you know, whenever you need to expand, you need money to expand. There's no doubt about it. Maybe you're going to get an angel investor. Maybe you're going to get the friends and family network. But for us, our method of, you know, sort of other people's capital was the franchise method. And it just suited us real well, too. I mean, I think both of us are teachers at heart. You know, Mike's actually a professor at that other school, University of Michigan. And it was very fitting to exactly who we were.
That's exciting. I remember I was talking, I think it was Gary Falkenberg on the phone, and I was just asking what all the brothers were doing at Phi Kappa Phi, and he said, oh, yeah, well, I was asking, and he's like, oh, yeah, Bobby, he's done real well. So here's – so you were – where did the name Bigby come from?
Right. Well, you know, I have to rewind the clock because we actually started off and we were called Beaners, right? So I sat down at my kitchen table and I was trying to come up with a different kind of name than everybody else was calling themselves at that moment in time. Make it easy, make it memorable. You know, everybody was calling themselves something like Cappuccino Cafe or Espresso Emporium. These were all these independents. And I'm like, we need a name that stands out. So, you know, I keyed off the key product, coffee beans, and we called ourselves Beaners. Well, you know, as a kid that grew up in Europe and then sort of lived in East Lansing, I didn't know that that was also a derogatory term for a Mexican-American. You know, the year we opened is the year the Internet started, right? There wasn't even Google yet. So there was no Googling that was an inappropriate term. Well, we operated like that for about a decade, up to about 60 units. And, you know, nobody ever said, hey, you need to change your name or anything like that. But Mike and I are these kind of guys that, you know, we like to be able to get up in the morning, look ourselves in the mirror and be happy with what we're looking at. And what we knew is that we had a name of a company that was also a derogatory term for a Mexican-American. It really consumed us. And so one day we decided to make the change. And that change at that moment cost us $1 million. We had 60 units. We needed to change all the signage and rebrand and so on. But now we're pretty deep into the specialty coffee industry. And the idea of being able to trademark something or find the IP address that was unique and different was kind of difficult. Now, our logo has always been the same, this big B, right? And so when we began to figure out, well, what are we going to call ourselves now?
Big B.
Right? It's the big B. So it's a phonetic pronunciation of our logo.
And there you have it. This is Robert Reese speaking on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're speaking with Bob Fish, who is the co-founder and co-CEO of Big B's, one of the fastest growing coffee stores.
Coffee concept, specialty coffee concept, that, you know, any of those will work.
Oh, you're getting too fancy for me there. But he is 255 now, about 138 on the way. We're about to take a commercial break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about his culture and this real focus on purpose. And you'll be amazed at what you hear. It's very consistent with him spending all the money to do the right thing and get the right thing. Back in a few.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data. Specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000. $5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and we're here right now with Bob Fish, the co-CEO and co-founder of Big B Coffees. Now, what I want to ask you first is that title, co-CEO. That's sort of a rare thing in the CEO world. What made you come up with it, and how's it working?
Well, you know, we're also co-shareholders and co-founders, so we co-lead the company, and we've been doing that since day one. And, you know, it's made both of us, I think, extraordinarily strong. And the reason I believe that is that often as CEO, you don't really hear the truth from others, right? You tell a joke and everybody laughs, and you declare the truth and everybody says, yes, that person really understands everything. But when you have a co-CEO relationship, there's one other person that can call you out when you're not doing things right. And that's been the real value. And then I think the second point on that, Robert, you know, they talk about this idea of it being lonely at the top, but when you have a co-CEO relationship and you guys can talk every day, it's not so lonely at the top. There's somebody there to support you, or each other in attaining the goals for life, business, family.
How do you not step on each other's toes?
Well, you know, we talk about this idea of you got to be conscious, right? And consciousness is not something that came to be naturally, but is certainly learned behavior. But, you know, whether we're talking about a marriage or we're talking about business or a partnership, I think it's really important to understand that you have to realize how your words land on other people and the impact that it has, and that being super conscious in your dialogue, not just in that arrangement, but really in any arrangement that you have in your life, is so important. And then, you know, we've talked about this before, the idea of love, right? And the idea of love, this is not romantic love, right? This is the kind of love that is unconditional love. In other words, you accept a person for their gifts and their flaws, both. But you understand them and you work on them together.
What's an example of a challenge you had where the co-CEO piece came into play and either didn't work or did work?
It's never not worked for us. It always has worked. But, you know, we were at one point early in our company, and when we were in survival mode, we were at the brink of bankruptcy, right, where all the chips were on the table, loans were being called, and there was real, real pressure on us. But we had each other in that moment in time, each other to support, each other emotionally, mentally, and frankly, spiritually. Those are the kinds of moments that matter. And then, two, when you're swinging the bat in a direction that not everybody can see and you need some support from somewhere, a co-CEO relationship is the perfect relationship.
Hmm. Do you always have one person's Mr. Inside, the other's Mr. Outside, or how do you split up the functions? And does that change ever?
Yeah, I mean, it's changed dramatically for us over time, right? In the beginning, frankly, we were co-shopkeepers, right? And then co-managers, and then co-president, and so on and so forth. But the roles in the early days were really well defined. You know, Mike was doing finance and doing franchise sales. I was doing operations and marketing, and we held those hats. But as the company grew and professionals replaced us in those particular areas, we really sit in a visionary role today, and we occupy that visionary space together. So we don't have different tasks and duties. We have different interests. Mike, you know, has written a book called Grind. He's also co-authored something called the Moonshot Guidebook that lets you know who you want to be. You know, he's a little more professorial. My interests lie in our coffee acquisition and knowing farmers, and you know, my life goal is to go to 140 countries, and so, you know, going to all these places really fits in my wheelhouse. So we support each other's life objectives also.
As co-CEOs, I'm wondering about the whole concept of succession planning. You and Mike have obviously talked a lot about that. You've had a hire by maybe 255 mini CEOs who are running their own major organizations. What are your thoughts on succession planning?
Yeah, you know, Mike and I have been talking about succession for a long, long period of time. And we're not really interested in transferring our shares to our families. And so how we want to have the company succeed. Now, from a leadership perspective, we've been building a very strong leadership team over the last 5 years, and I know that will evolve into leadership teams that are stronger and stronger over time. But we have some pretty crazy thoughts. I'm not really willing to share those right now because we want to continue on the vision of supporting people and building a life they love through the company assets.
Okay, so we're not talking about your succession planning. Let's talk more broadly about the concept of succession planning and lessons that between you and Mike, the professor, you share with each other.
So, you know, for us, we will probably hold this visionary role for a long time. But from our leadership team, we're looking to build a board of sorts that can assist us in that visioning process and that can last ideologically beyond us.
And how about your whole leadership development? You mentioned you have a great team of leaders right now. What can you tell me about any unique philosophies, unique practices you have on hiring leaders, on training leaders, on keeping them focused on purpose, on keeping them focused on love?
Yeah, right. Well, you know, we employ a management system called EOS, or the Entrepreneurial Operating System. I don't know if you're familiar with that or not. That tool right there, it was created by Gino Wickman, and I really do recommend it highly for any entrepreneurial organization. But that is the tactic that keeps us on track and keeps us to really achieving a rate of achieving objectives, goals, and vision that I think is unprecedented. But in terms of hiring, we always hire to core values, period, right? So we have our core values. We also evaluate the core values. And I think that, you know, any company that jumps off their core values in their hiring process is just going to face a problem later on down the line, right? So in any relationship, in any partnership, one's core values must be aligned.
And on that note, Bob, a pleasure speaking with you and much continued success with the important work you're doing.
Appreciate it.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.